guys that we probably wouldn't. I mean, no.
I'll just say this. Jermaine does pick nice, cute-looking boys, but once you get to meet them, I don't think they would be my taste. They're just nice-looking boys, but they're not my type. Gila, right.
You're saying Jermaine goes for the pretty boys.
Yeah.
No, I date everything. I've dated really ugly people. I just like ugly. I fall for guys for their mind and how, and I create this whole fantasy of how smart they are and all this stuff. But
just happen to be good looking.
Yeah, they just happen to be good looking. And when she talks about she creates these fantasies, she is not lying about that. I'm so glad that she's able to say that right now, that she creates them because we know them. And she feels like she lives like this castle and she's a princess. I mean, it's a full Disney production, let me tell you.
Not Disney, like 13. It's a little more dark. But I, you know,
it's hard for us to say that we don't have a story like that because Nadia and I used to hang out together and we were
together only a year apart.
Yeah, and we were together all the time. There was no way someone would be able to do that because inseparable.
You're informing each other.
Yeah.
And if anything, I started dating her boyfriend's best friend. So I would always end up with the friend.
Yeah. And Jermaine was not around. We don't know what happened to her for a couple of years in our life.
Yeah, Bob, we don't know what happened to me when we talk about stories.
You can't account for all your months and years. Is that what you're saying?
No.
We can't account for mine. For Jermaine's. Like, we can't. They talk about stories when they were little and, oh, we did this. And I'm like, where was I at? I don't remember. And we cannot figure out where was I at within a period of 3 to 4 years. Why wasn't around? And I don't even remember nothing. It's like
but
I was
we
not
know,
part of
we life. Know. We know where you were. You were in parallel worlds. We know that. and that should be a clue, Jermaine. That's why you can do it. And that's why, you know, it's maybe that's the hesitation because you think you're going to miss those years. That could be the key here.
Well, I guess I missed a lot already. I don't remember. They don't remember. They're always like, where were you? And we don't remember. And it was when I was like 11, 12, 13.
23.
And then, but then after.
23.
Yeah, somewhere around.
However, she is in pictures, but it's just like in a corner. She's always like in the corner. You only see like her on the side of the picture. It's very weird. But speaking of, I was at the Latin Grammys in Las Vegas. I just got back yesterday or the day before yesterday, and it was so interesting because I went to one of the gifting suites and I saw this lady who we made eye contact, and she told me, "I know you," and I said, "I know you too. I've seen you before." And she's like, "I work here in this hotel." And I said, "Yeah, but I don't come to Las Vegas often, so it's not from Las Vegas. But I felt like I've known this lady for years. If I was like in a comfortable place with this lady who I've seen in Vegas." And she said, "My daughter works here too. When I saw you, I told her, I know her. I just don't know from where." And we couldn't think of where. So I said, maybe in a different world. I threw that out there to see what she was going to say. And she's like, "That's a possibility. I truly believe in that. So I think that we were somewhere or something in our past life."
Yeah,
or
she
somewhere.
Accepted that. She had no problem with that idea.
She had no problem, and it was just, she's like, "I felt so good when I saw you. I don't know why." And she even, like, got chills, and we just hugged and exchanged numbers, and I left.
Well,
that just happened to me, like, a few days ago. It was great.
And this is Nadia saying this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat, Jermaine. Jermaine, well, how would you say that? Jermaine's doing it, and there's no evidence of it. Nadia doesn't know she's doing it, and there is evidence of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I called Jermaine. It's funny because I called Jermaine and I said, "Oh my God, Jermaine, you just don't know what just happened to me." I'm like, but it just felt so good. I just knew it was somebody from somewhere.
Now, this is also partly the RNA drops will do these things. They bring up the anomalies and make you become more aware of these aspects of your life.
Well, that's what I was telling Jermaine, because I started taking them, and I didn't feel like a huge difference as far as, like, what I really physically. However, mentally, everything that I really kind of want, it's kind of just happening. Like, if I say, for example, back to this weekend that, or this week where I was at the Latin Grammys for work for my radio show, I ended up hanging out by myself throughout the whole time, but I was getting VIP to everything. Like, I had the best time by myself, and it was just like, because I would say, I'm going to get into that. Oh, that's nothing. That's no big deal. I'm backstage with these people, but not necessarily something that was planned. I would just say, and it's just happening. Physically, I'm not seeing any difference as far as like my working out and all that stuff, but mentally, it definitely has been, there's been a change for sure.
You're already helping.
You know what I'd say, Nadia? Your mind's relaxed and allowing, and it's allowing these things to happen. You're not getting in the way of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's a big effect. That happens to most people on the drops, but you're seeing that and feeling it. That's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely feeling it, and I recognize it, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Gila? Is she getting any effects from the drops?
Yeah, well, with me, it started with a lot of health stuff. I was dealing with it all, like a lot of health issues for such a long time, and it wasn't until when I decided, okay, I'm going to try this and see what this is about, and then I slowly just started finding all the ways to get healthy. Like, it just led me to every person I needed to hear me out, to like find out what was wrong, and it happened. So it's where it's starting to happen. Yeah, like I had a like bad heartburn. I can't eat anything because I was running to the restroom. I would wake up coughing, choking on.
You're in bad shape.
Yeah, all that stuff. And I started taking that, and it just started, I started feeling 100 times better. And then, like, other issues that I had, I just found the right people that heard me out and looked into what was going on, and then found out what it was, and then it was gone. So
there it is.
Yeah,
definitely a physical, you feel it in the physical symptoms, whereas Nadia has it in the mind.
Yeah, and going back to that, like, and this is Nadia talking again, with my dreams, they feel so real. Like, I wake up and sometimes I'm not even sure if it really happened or if it was a dream. Like, they feel, like, I can feel emotion, too, within my dream.
Oh, Bob, this is interesting. In the house, what's happening, every person has had an interaction with a little girl in our dreams.
Yeah.
And everyone, and my mom's like, hurry up, have kids. Who's having, it's somebody's daughter. She's already, we've all had that interaction with this little girl, all of us, throughout, like, the past 2 months. Everybody sees this girl in the dreams. It's a little girl that keeps on coming in everybody's dreams.
And she's just around us all the time. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that, don't think it necessarily is a daughter. It's a symbol of your non-physical, of something of the non-physical world, you know, guiding you, doing stuff, being there available. Think of it that way also.
Yeah. I like that.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense, because I don't think any of us are having kids anytime soon.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's something else. It could be someone wanting to be someone's child there, or just didn't care which daughter, just any daughter. She wants to be around.
They're like, we'll take any of those moms.
Yeah.
They seem like cool girls. They look like a good time.
Yeah. So, now, there was something to say about Jermaine. What is it? What's the part where... So you're doing the drops and what? Oh, yes. Now, this is changing your home. This will change the people in your home, because you're living at home, right?
Yeah.
And it will change your mother and father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what was going on in this house.
The roles have switched in this house.
Yeah,
the roles have switched completely. My mom acts like a
teenager.
That's right. You guys are turning her into it. You're breathing, exhaling the effective drops, and turning her into a teenager.
I think so. Good,
but it's not
like
a good
it.
Teenager.
Like, she's on Facebook and she goes out and parties and drinks.
Now, your father, he gets affected too, but he's expressing it differently.
Oh, Cliff is changing for the better. He stopped drinking.
Yeah. Kind of.
We can't drink around him, so we don't tempt him.
We feel guilty.
So we hide in rooms to drink when we want to drink, so we don't tempt him.
And Cliff is not on the drops, is he?
He's not, but no, not, we want him to get on
him. I think he's getting the effects because he's thinking more clear. It's like he's having a life-changing moment. Yeah, he's having an awakening moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the effect of your exhalation. He doesn't need to take the drops. He's got all four sisters are taking the drops?
Yes. Yeah. You should see her fridge. It's hilarious.
Each one has your name, right? Each bottle?
Yeah.
See, that's good. See, that's going to blow the Kardashians out of the water. That's going to create charisma for you guys.
Yeah, it's fun.
The magic bottles, that'll be a big aspect of your charisma.
We're always like, oh, did you take your drops today? Yeah, did you take your drops?
Yeah, where's the Kardashians? Did you get fucked today? No, I didn't get fucked. Did you film it? No. See? That's where it's
Yeah, I will tell you that Gila's my drug dealer. And what I mean by that is that Gila is the one that subscribed to the website.
And she provides
me with the RNA drops, so she sells them.
That's amazing. You won't go online and just register.
But I mean, it's just because I have one bottle, and it's lasted me like months. I can't even tell you how many months.
Gila's a logical one. She registers. Jermaine's not here. She's not going to do any registering. And Nadia is too fucking spaced out to fucking pay attention to fill up the form.
Exactly. I will just get it when I need it. I'm like the right now, right here. Let's do it. So when I run
Let's do it right here.
Yeah, that's Nadia for sure. Let's do it.
I plan ahead. I make sure I have my stash. I have for the months to come. It's all there.
Gina's stashing them away.
Does Jermaine? Well, it's in the fridge. Does she lose her bottle? Does she get absent-minded like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know which one's mine. Sometimes I give them away.
And I think that drug dealer over here provides G with some when she loses them too.
No. Mine are all labeled and sealed.
Now, what is Kim like in relation to the bottles?
She takes them too.
But she's quiet. She's not telling anybody anything.
Well, I think she's happier.
Than all of you?
No, as opposed from before taking them.
Right, she's happier.
Yeah. She seems to be in a better place.
Yeah, she seems to be in a better place, and it's like she's herself again, because for a minute, we had a fallout with her, the youngest one, and then we all started talking again, and then things are better. So, yeah.
And that is that in with the last couple of months?
I want to say, do you know? I think, like 6 months or something.
Right. Now, is she wittier? You know, she makes witty statements.
Oh, she is so witty. She's hilarious.
She has those great one-liners, those punchlines that you're just like, whoa, you caught me off guard.
No, and then, Nadia, she's beating Nadia.
No,
Nadia
she is
the witty one, but now she's beating, and they go hard. When they go back and forth, Kim can actually outbeat Nadia sometimes, and she could be
funnier.
Sometimes she has to remind me just to relax and allow, because she's like, you thought about that one too much, and it's true. Like,
you're not funny. You thought about that one too long. You gotta come.
So what's the age difference between Nadia and Kim?
How old is Kim?
5 years.
Kim's 22.
5 years.
5 years. And,
yeah, Kim is 22. I'm 27. Gila's 28, and Jermaine's 30.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. And so you can see filming this group of girls, women, ladies, the astral beings, goddesses, the demons, it would be incredible.
Oh, we have a story. We have two stories. We got to tell you why my mom just does anything we tell her.
I'll tell you mine first.
I needed to work on a project. I needed to take pictures, and I asked my mom, I wanted to take pictures of the human body in a closer look, kind of abstract look, like you don't know what you're looking at. And I asked her if she could be ready on Sunday because I needed her body. And she said, oh, okay, with clothes or naked? I'm like, what? Well, if you want nude pictures,
I think she's a combination of all four of you. She's slightly flaky, she's logical, yeah. She gets her work done, she's romantic, and yes. She's shy.
Yes. You totally got it. How did you get it? That's yeah. Totally her.
Yeah. We call her Quadrophenic. She split her Quadrophenia into four beings.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I love that.
And we all got a piece of her.
Yeah. Okay. So you were going to tell another story back there a bit, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then Navia's story?
That was yours.
I think so.
No, I thought, remember it was yours.
You said something about murdering something.
Yes, yes. The murder story.
The murder story that you said, my mom will let us get away with everything.
I said, except for murder.
Yeah, but what was the story?
What was the story?
But it's your story.
What is it?
You should press the car.
What? The car.
Oh, I didn't know we were sharing that story. Okay.
Well, that's what I said. Do you want to share when you crashed the car? And she asked.
Wait a minute. I missed it. Okay. Who's speaking? Who's telling the story?
Okay, Nadia's going to tell the story.
Okay.
We all will chime in. Come on.
Okay, so I was hanging out with Jermaine.
Oh, yeah, blame it on me.
I'm just telling where I was. I was hanging out with Jermaine, and don't drink and drive is the point of the story, but I had, like, two drinks, and then I was driving home. But when I was driving home, and there is a car that ran the red light, so when I had the green light, I hit the car, and we're talking about it was like a 1980 something Monte Carlo.
Right.
So it was like,
right.
I mean, those cars are really like, they're not like your regular cars nowadays. They're tough cars.
Yeah.
So I had a Honda Civic, a 2008.
Why are you giving me so many details? This is jealous. Get it out.
I end up getting in a car accident. I hit this old Monte Carlo, and my airbags explode in my face, and I get really, really scared. I don't know what to do. So I take off. My car is going probably like 5 miles per hour. But I made it home.
It was right around the corner too, though.
And it was
right
around the corner, yeah. So I pull in and I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, oh my God, I probably have alcohol in my system. If the cops come, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. So I called Jermaine. I'm like, Jermaine, I messed up. I hit a car. I got in a car accident. I don't know what's going to happen. I need to let you go. So I hang up on Jermaine, then I run and I tell my mom what happened, and I'm like, and she's like, Nadia, you've been drinking, I know it. I'm like, yes, I have. I had two drinks. So she's like, here, just start drinking.
No, you forgot what? The cops showed up at her house.
Oh yeah, and then the cops show up, and I'm like, Mom, now the cops are here. I don't know what to do. They're gonna take me to jail.
You know what Nadia said? Mom, take the blame.
And
I said, you haven't been drinking.
I said, Mom, say it was you. Just go out there. Pretend it was you. And she said, Nadia, you're crazy.
No, for a minute she thought about it because she called me and said she wants me to take blame for it. And I was like,
what's wrong? So she looked at me and she said, you're crazy. Just start drinking milk. Get the milk gallon, go in the bathroom and start drinking as much milk as you can. And I said,
I still don't know what that means.
I don't understand why, but I started drinking milk like a baby cow. Like,
right.
I drank so much milk, and then she opened the door. She was kind of entertaining the cops. Meanwhile, I was in the bathroom drinking, like, milk. And so I came out, and they started asking me a few questions, and I obviously didn't smell like beer. I smelled like milk.
Right.
So they were like, okay, well, don't worry about it. Why did you take off? I'm like, I don't know. I was scared. And so they just went over that whole thing. And they just said, okay, well, there's no police report, so you're probably going to have to call your insurance.
So you see, the point is she actually considered taking the blame. So she does anything we tell her to.
Yeah.
Who does anything? Your mother. But
my
mother
mom.
Saved you. She knew the milk thing. You didn't know that.
I had no idea. I didn't even know why I was doing it, but she told me to do it, and I
and
just
Nadia,
did it.
And Nadia was trying to make her take the blame for it. But, yeah. They were driving. Yeah. She almost did it.
Wow. That's amazing. The what does this show Nadia? And Nadia's kind of selfish, isn't she? She's kind of like,
yeah.
I'm the radio star. You got to take the hit, Mom. You take the hit.
You know what? It's so funny because it was on a Sunday. It was Super Bowl Sunday. And that's the first thing that I thought. I said, I have a radio show that I have to go to tomorrow. There's no way that I can't go to my live radio show tomorrow. And yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the next day, she makes me call at 7 in the morning on a radio show pretending that I'm Gila to talk about and how to lie and to talk about like, oh, my boyfriend, we broke up because Gila wasn't available and I had to pretend I was Gila.
Gila was going through a breakup and I wanted her to share the story on air because we were talking about why she broke up and how, you know, guys tell you stories and tell you a good story when they're...
And you're saying Jermaine called in pretending she was Gila.
You made me.
So I made Jermaine call in.
I felt so bad that she left that day, that she left and she crashed, and I felt it was my fault because I didn't make her stay with me. And
right.
So then I was like, okay, I woke up at 7 in the morning, pretended I was Gila, and I was pretending that I was just talking about her life, but it was me.
Great.
And Gila didn't even know.
Wow. You know, Jermaine, that's why I assume that's why you were pretty normal or natural on the radio, because you're living with this chaos and already ready to lie, be anything that anybody wants you to be. You're flexible.
I'm super flexible. Yeah, if you were to live in this house with all these people and grow up with all the stuff we grew up with, I mean, it comes natural.
Yes, the covering for each other, that has happened many times.
Yes.
Oh, I have a story. We do have juicy stories. This one was between Nala and I. We stole Jermaine's
about
ID.
Me?
Oh. So we can
that
go
was
out.
The worst.
What is it?
We stole Jermaine's ID.
When they weren't 21 yet, they stole my ID, and I didn't know for years.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna give you the real scoop here.
Yeah,
Jermaine and I had a plan, and Jermaine said, Nadia, when I turn 21, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the DMV and get you an extra ID so we can party together. That sounded like a great idea to
me.
We
used to sneak her in at 17 years old at
and
clubs.
And I'm only 17,
here.
So I'm thinking like, oh, that's fantastic. She lived in Arizona. So when Jermaine turned 21, I said, where's the fake ID? And she didn't do it. And a month went by. 2 months went by, and she never got the fake ID. So I felt like she lied to me, and I was looking forward to going out with a fake ID. So I had a friend at the time. I had a guy friend who would always invite me to the coolest places ever, like the best concerts, the best clubs here in Hollywood. And I was 17. I had just graduated high school. I was going into college. So that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to experience and go to these things. So since I didn't have an ID, and I really wanted to go to this club this one night, Jermaine's wallet was on her bed, and it was just wide open. Her ID was right there, and it was just like the light was shining on it, and I said, this is my opportunity to take her ID. And I'm on the phone with my friend. I said, that's it. We're going to this club. I have a fake ID. Don't worry about it. So I take Jermaine's ID, and I couldn't give it back to her. So the next day, I called Gila, and I'm like, Gila, you don't even know what happened. I just stole Jermaine's ID, and now I can party with her fake ID. So this is going to make her go to the DMV and get an extra ID. So sure enough, Jermaine, as a matter of fact, Jermaine had to go on a trip
no,
for work.
No, I went on my first ever business trip for work. I was only 22, and it was like, oh, you get to go to Vegas for a trade show, and flying there with my bosses and tell me why I'm stuck at the airport because I didn't have an ID. And I got in so much trouble by my boss, like, how can I not be prepared? And then I don't even remember how I had to show, I think,
how you got out of it. You don't know how you resolved it.
I don't remember, but it was her phone. Where is my ID? And she had stole my ID.
So when she came back, it forced her to go to the DMV like I had planned. So she got a copy of her ID, and she finally was like, oh, here's a copy. Since I had to go to the DMV, here's a copy of my new ID. So then I had to get rid of
it. Wait a minute. She goes and gets a new ID, and she gives it to Nadia?
Yeah, she got a copy. So she got her driver's license and her California ID.
Right.
So she
puts
her driver's license and then she gives me the California ID. But this now means I have two of her IDs, one being the original that I sold from her. Being that Gila was in Arizona, that same week I left to Arizona and I told Gila, look, this is what happened. I can't keep this original ID with me because I'll get caught. So I will let you have this ID. And at the time, Gila was 18. So 19. Gila, or 19. Yeah. 19. Well, she was 18, 19. She still couldn't get it to clubs that were 21 and over nor drink out in Arizona. So I left her that ID. Now Gila started partying. And every time Gila would talk about her experience in Arizona, she'll talk about these parties and these clubs. And Jermaine asked her, how are you getting in these clubs? And Gila's like, oh, we have friends. They're promoters. They let me in. No big deal.
Well, no, I didn't hear that. What did you tell Jermaine?
She said that she had a lot of promoter friends out in Arizona, so they would let her in free and they wouldn't ask for her ID. So years go by, Gila's still partying in Arizona with Jermaine's ID. I'm partying in LA. I almost got caught one time where Jermaine and I ended up being at the same place and I got in first, and then when she was trying to get in, they were giving her a hard time, and she was like, how did you get in? They're giving me a hard time. She never put one and one together, but I knew that I had to leave that club that night right after she came in, because I said, if they catch us both and ask us for the ID, we're going to get in trouble. So I tell my friend, I'm like, let's get out, because if Jermaine walks in, I do not want to be like, I don't want to embarrass myself nor her. So I took off, and here we are, like, it's 2 days before my 21st birthday, we're in Arizona visiting Gila, and we're wasted. And Gila's like, Jermaine, I got a story to tell you. This is going to be the funniest story you're ever going to hear. And she tells Jermaine the story, and Jermaine was so mad, and she's like, give me my ID back. You guys are not going to party.
We got in a fight.
Gila was already 21, so she didn't care. And the rule was, on my birthday, on my 21st birthday, that's when we're going to tell Jermaine the story, and we're going to give it back to her.
And Gila blew it by telling two days ahead.
Yeah. So then Jermaine won't keep it. It doesn't matter, because at this point, I'm going to be 21 in 2 days, so no worries. We're just going to give it back to you on my actual birthday. But that's another story.
That's pretty interesting. So it all ends up being Jermaine. And where's Kim in this? She doesn't have a clue, right? She's too young.
She's way too young.
Does she know the story?
Yeah, she knows, because her and my cousin tried to steal our IDs this time around.
But they're not smart enough.
They weren't smart.
We call them dumb and dumber.
We call them dumb and dumber. They're really pretty girls and don't know how to pull it off. And they were trying to steal ours.
Well, in their defense, we've done it all. So even if they try to doing something, it's like, sorry, we already get that, there's better ways of doing it now, but you still didn't do it right. So I think that's what happens now with them.
So that's incredible. So for 2 or 3 years, the two younger sisters are using Jermaine's ID, and she got her own. And do you guys look a bit like Jermaine?
We all look alike.
Kim, the youngest one, is like Jermaine's mini-me. They look identical.
Yeah, Bob, my youngest sister, Kim, and I, it's scary what's happening right now. It's like we're transforming into one person. We look much alike. I find myself looking at her just because I see myself back. Like, it's like I'm looking at myself in a mirror.
They're twins.
Yeah.
Right.
They're twins.
I kind of resemble Jermaine, but not really.
If she got blonde hair, she looks like me. When she goes dark, she doesn't.
However, I was just with Kim getting our nails done yesterday, and they asked us if we were twins.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's Nadia. Jermaine looks like Kim, but Nadia is being identified with Jermaine.
Yeah, when she's blonde, she always looks like me. If she goes dark, she doesn't.
And then when
does your mother know this happened, the ID?
Yeah, I think she knows everything about us. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She thinks we're crazy.
Yeah, I think she has to sort of, relax a lot. She phases out. She sort of abstracts herself.
She does.
To monitor the dynamics of that, it's just too much.
Yeah, I think she totally does. Every time when people ask me or
about my parents, I refer to them as the hippie parents because they just are so like, yeah, do whatever you want. It's all in peace. Like, it's cool. No worries. Like, it's, I call them the hippie parents.
They don't act like our parents. They act like siblings too.
Yeah, now, but now your mother's changing and she's not going to be a hippie anymore. Or she's going to be a hippie again?
She's going from a hippie to, like,
a wild child.
Madonna. Turning into Madonna.
She's going from a hippie. She's going from a hippie to a be hip.
Madonna?
or Beyonce? Who's the wild child in your culture, in your iconography, in pop culture?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yes, Miley Cyrus, right.
My mom's turning into Miley Cyrus.
That could be your first song. You should make a song like that. Who could do the singing? Nada? No. Are you a singer?
I am not a singer. I just have a radio voice.
Maybe
Kim. Sing.
Maybe Kim.
Kim could sing it.
Yeah.
My that's good.
Turned into Miley.
Now let's check the silent audience on who's there. Carolyn, do you have anything to say, Carolyn? She's eating, I think, so she can get her.
Yeah, I'm eating, but I'm really enjoying this conversation. I'm laughing and smiling. You guys are really fun.
No, you could see that they, why somebody would be interested in presenting them in public.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a gold mine.
See, that's the thing. You guys are mutated. You're going to be so charismatic, and the people won't know why, because you got the drops working for you.
True. Yeah.
Hey, you know.
And you're not going to get sucked into the media vortex where people try to control you, because the four of you will keep each other honest and just keep being independent. That's a big thing in the media, and that's where Bob comes in. He'll coach you on that aspect.
I got my intelligence contact. You know, any problems, we can smoke people for you. You know, just like Frank.
No, I love that. you know what's so funny? It's so true, though. Like, since I started taking the drops too, and I'm on air, like, it just, my personality is just coming out more and more. And sometimes I go in there and I'm just so funny where I even look back and I'm like, wow, like, who am I right now? Well, where did that come from? Where my co-host once told me, well, look who came so funny. Who ate a little clown today?
You know, Matthew was here. Is Matthew Hurtado still here? You know, we have a woman, you know, a picture of a woman on our RNA drops. We've got to have all four sisters on the fucking site. Now, that would be incredible. Rather than one face, have four faces. So, Matthew, look into that, Matthew. Are you still here, Matthew?
We'll get them before their fees skyrocket.
That's right. We'll get them at $25 each or something. Now, wouldn't that be funny to have four faces that all look alike? You know, that would be great. You know, signature brand, whatever you call it.
I like that idea.
Right. Now, Matthew, are you out there? Aren't you the next guest, Matthew? These people, they just are so irresponsible.
Like, I just think that they're either really enjoying this conversation or they might just feel like, what stories am I going to tell after these crazy girls got on here and told theirs?
Look on my computer, Carolyn, to see if Matthew is there, or do I have to come down?
Bob, I have a question for you.
Okay, who's this?
Jermaine.
Okay.
How many hours have you now? How are you feeling?
No, wait a minute. Oh, you said how many hours?
Yeah.
I blipped out on your question. Do it again.
I was saying, how many hours have you been on air?
Just a minute. My phone is screwed up here. I can't hear you guys.
I think it's about 52, 53 hours. But, Bob, change out your phone. The battery's probably weak.
No, it isn't. I just got... Okay, now I can hear you. Jermaine, do your question again.
No, I was saying, how are you feeling? Because you're on air like what, 50 something hours now? That's so cool.
Yes, I don't feel any. I feel normal.
Has it been fun?
Yes, as long as I got people to talk to, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
cool.
My mouth keeps me going, and, you know, having you on and everybody else, I've just been talking constantly for what is that, 2 days now, moving through the third day, and I'm going to go 5 or 6 days.
How much water have you been drinking, or what are you drinking? What are any drops?
I never drink much water. I should do more. So I had a little bit when I take my vitamins, but I'm living off the RNA drops, the Remag and the Relight, and oranges and Carol Mason pate, and that's about it. I'm just, I had some pork chops or something today. What was it, Carol? Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Yesterday's menu, this is the reality show of Bob and Carolyn. Yesterday's menu was lamb chops and broccoli. Today I made salmon and Brussels sprouts. And Bob also eats a quart of ice cream every day.
Yes, I'm eating a quart of ice cream every day. That's what I'm doing. Peanut butter fudge. No, I am on the chat line, but, you know, we're on the radio, so the chat line, everybody's going, this is goddamn amazing. Bob's a fucking god. Look at him. Look at him go. He doesn't even get tired. They are astounded.
What inspired you to do this, Bob?
On November 22nd, the Kennedy assassination. And who was it? Somebody came up with the idea. Ginny, I think. Ginny said she wanted to give some prizes on the 22nd. And I said, okay, I'm Saturday show. You know, my show goes 14 hours, you know. I do a 14-hour show every Saturday.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and Achieve Radio is the environment where I'm allowed to do that. So, and we pay for it. You know, I'm not being paid. We pay for this. This thing may break us. We're going to pay, what, $10,000 for the 6 days? Something like that. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if we can handle it.
At least a quarter mil, Bob.
Quarter mil. Yeah, quarter million buck date.
Hey, quick update.
It's a tax write-off. That's why I'm doing it. It's a tax write-off.
I always wanted to be a tax write-off. Haven't done that in 50 years.
That's right. Now,
Oh, just real quick. Matthew's not on the board. Dave left, and I think he posted on the chat. But at any rate, I unmuted Dave.
I'm here.
And, yeah, I
no,
opened
Matthew's
up your mic.
There.
Matthew is where?
He just spoke.
Or was that David?
Yeah, is your thing working?
Yeah. When you I saw your message when you punched the button, it raised your hand, but somebody has to unmute you. And I was multitasking and Bob was talking, so nobody did.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not
Bob,
near my
Hawaii,
computer.
He can't do that.
No, I can unmute you, but I'm upstairs because if I'm near Carolyn there's an echo, so I gotta do this upstairs.
No problem.
So
Bob, I have another question for you.
No, I didn't answer it.
Just before the thing, you said the four sisters photographed together, and what would you call it? But you keep saying Quadrophenia, that theme overlap, so it could be unified Quadrophenia.
Yes, this is the people from the future. This is a healthy bunch of Quadrophenics. They got their shit together. This is what
it means. Sorry.
Actually, one person. We'll claim it's one person, but they've developed.
You, all, who, Germaine or something? April
yeah, Germaine. There are four Germaines. There are eight JWs and four Germaines.
They're all mutating in the same person.
Yeah.
They don't need mirrors anymore.
That's right. But
how am I doing today? Look, you've got a blemish. I better check in the mirror. I think I do too.
Yeah. But the thing is, so Ginny said, okay, I got to come on your show, but I got to do it on the 22nd. Well, that's a Friday, and my show's on Saturday. And then I said, well, it's a Kennedy assassination day. And then I thought, I have all these evergreen sessions, and I've always wanted to make them public. I said, if I go, I can play these for several days. So then I said, then someone came up. Carol looked it up. She was standing there. We were thinking of it, I think, and she said, oh, look, the record is by Art Bell. 116 hours. And I said, I got to knock. That guy's famous. I got to knock his record off. So I got inspired by that, and I said, that's it. We're going 122 hours, maybe 144. And and it got set up, and then Matthew and everybody started promoting, and I didn't do anything. I relaxed and allowed, and I'm still going strong. Here it is.
Now, I have another question for you. Do you take the RNA drops right before you go on air? Or do you, like, if I were to go on air tomorrow, tomorrow morning. I normally try to take them before I leave and drive to work. Do you suggest
yes,
I take them right before I go on air?
No, do them when you, before you drive to work. You want to be alert for driving. So I do them, I take my time in the morning. I do them before I go to the beach, which can be anywhere between 11 and 3. So I might not eat anything. See, I only sleep 3 hours. So I sleep, let's say, from 6:30 to 9:30. So I'm downstairs by 10, and then I diddle around answering Germaine's emails and handling her crises, and that takes a couple hours. and then I walk over to the kitchen. I take my Remag, Relight, and the RNA drops. Carolyn has put Renew on my face in the evening before she goes to bed. So I get the Renew, put on my face, at, let's say, at 10 o'clock, and it stays there till 6 o'clock when I shower. So I, what is that? That's like 8 hours of Renew on my face. And the whole world's sleeping, and Bob's still up. And so I take the drops before I go to the beach. So I recommend you do it before you leave the home, Nadia.
Okay, perfect.
That was Nadia, right?
Yes,
was that your name?
No, that was Nadia.
Right.
She just interviewed you.
I thought that was Jermaine interviewing me.
Oh, no, it's Nadia.
Yeah, that's great. I had a professional interview. I think that's my first professional interview.
Well, if I may, I have one more question, too.
Well, okay. All right. What? Let's get personal. Let's do a do me. Get personal with me.
Oh, you have Caroline for that.
No. Carol's used to it. I'm always doing things right in public. So as long, like, I'm allowed to act like a complete, you know, horny rat on the radio, but I cannot do it when we're off the radio in front of people. I must be polite.
Well, here's another question. What's the longest you've had a guest on right now so far?
Oh, I think, Dave's been on a long time. Dave was on last night, and he was on many hours. Let's see. You are the... Of people we don't know, you know what I mean? Like Dave, I've known him for decades. Ginny, Greg, regular Ionettes, Lynn. What do you say, Karen? I think you are the Matthew, if he's still here. No, he checked out. Matthew booked a bunch of people that I don't know, and every one of them has refused to come. So I've lost. And the last one got pissed off because she came in, and I didn't notice it, and then 20 minutes later, I noticed it, and I said, oh, great, you're here. And I said, good, there's enough time before the super celebrities come. And she says, I'm a self-published author, or whatever it is. I'm an author, published author, blah, blah, blah. And I don't need to be a celebrity. I said, yeah, that's the kind of, like, you don't need to be a celebrity. You're just local broadcasting. And I thought she was going along with me, and all of a sudden she goes, goodbye, and hangs up.
Almost. You're right. Yeah, it sounds diminishing knowing that she says, well, I was going to talk about tantric sex. And Bob's like, whoa, or ooh, or so there's a few, like, yeah. Okay, start talking. She's like, no. And then hung up. Yeah.
And that was a smart move because she kept it.
It was like Ion getting put on hold, shows up after years, Bob puts him on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a show to raise someone at the switchboard, and even though everything has disappeared, Bob hasn't.
Yeah, and I'm saying, well, yeah, I think we could fit you in before the big celebrities come, because I wasn't telling anybody who was coming. And so she says, I wrote this whole piece, but goodbye. And she hung up after saying she read the whole piece. And as she kind of bailed out, I said, look, I'm here. This is what did it. She says, I wrote this whole piece. Well, and I don't think I have time. I said, well, we're on for the next 6 days. You can call in any time. No problem. And she said, goodbye. When I said that.
And there was one other guest almost that happened with. Remember the guy with the echo from New Jersey? And I almost wish I had him on because his accent was just so thick. And Bob's like, you've got your radio on, bunkhead, or whatever. He didn't quite say like, you moron, turn it off. Come on, you're fucking my show up. And he's like, I can't do his accent. He goes, man, I got enough. I have hassle at home and my wife. Now I come on here. You're giving me shit. for fuck's sake.
He hung up.
Oh, he sounded interesting. I remember where? I think he's from the East Coast. Yeah, New Jersey. Oh, I wish he was too bad. But yeah, you just never know what people, Bob tests people out when they're not expecting
to
be tested out.
He wasn't a guest. He was a stranger. And I said, oh, when a new name comes in, I said, oh, that's who are you? And he starts to say his name. And I realize he's the echo that's been bugging me for fucking 2 hours. And I said, I was telling people to hang up, you know, block the thing. And he goes, no, I'm new here. I said, what do you fucking mean? You know, yeah, you're new here, but that doesn't mean you can't block your phone. And he said, well, I don't know about this. I'm new, and I get more flack from my wife, or I can't handle this. And then I said, okay, fix your phone. And he hung up, and we're still waiting for him to call back.
No, he's gone.
He's probably not.
No, I we've had about 8 guests. 4 of them hate me. 4 of them like me.
Bob, I hope that lady doesn't listen after, and then she's probably going to be like, those are the girls that I was put on hold for. What's the fuck? Those are the stupid superstars. Those are the celebrities you were talking about.
Yeah, it's 4 whores that Bob fucking hired.
Bob, you know what it sounds like, the ambience for last while? Remember that GTO's album, where the Frank Zappa, the album, where they have a whole section where they're just chatting and hanging out?
That's right. The girls together outrageously, organically, and one other word. You ever heard of the GTO? They started the groupie myth. The groupie myth with Zappa. That's right. You are my 4 groupies. That's right. We're going to do a lot with you guys. We're going to do a lot.
And then the poor lady's like, yeah, I'm sure she worked for Playboy. They're probably all strippers.
Yeah. That's right. And what? There's one more point about this. The
they're out of L.A., too.
Yes. Now, what? Okay, so we got these people and the guys. There's one more point. What is it? Matthew,
Bob, you're the guy that comes up with them. How could we know?
Yeah, that's right. There's something about... So she left, and the other guy left, and he's not a celebrity. And Matthew Hurtado is... Why don't you... Have you ever talked to Matthew, Jermaine?
No, I never have.
Well, is he gone? He has gone? He's our next guest.
He's gone right now. He's the guy that organizes and gets the guests and put up the web page, and now he's been bumped from his own show.
Well, I know where my bread is buttered. I mean, women are taking over. I want to hook into the young generation as fast as possible. These Kardashians of the Spanish ghetto are where it's at. There's no doubt about it.
Spanish ghetto. These Kardashians of the Spanish ghetto.
They're actually illegal immigrants, you know. They actually live in Costa Rica.
We are. We just became citizens like maybe 3 years ago.
No,
really?
2005.
Yeah,
2005.
We became citizens in 2005.
Now, is that because your mother was illegal?
That's because
everybody's illegal.
Everybody's illegal in L.A.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just surprised we're not Mexican.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. You guys are awesome. I mean, Jermaine, you should have told me. We could have had these guys on with Ion. You know?
We're legal now.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, you're so lively. And did you know, Jermaine, that Ion showed up yesterday?
Jermaine, Bob, can I just tell you, Jermaine's a rape whore. She's on your show, she's on Ion's show, she's on my show.
That's right. And Jermaine has the big conscience about, I don't know if I want to compromise. I'm an artist. I don't know if I do that. And she shows up in every show with this contradictory posture that, no, I don't think I should do this. I don't know. The sisters are going to, they're going to go blast. They're going to meet the media, but it's up to me whether I'll join. I don't think I'll join them. And then find out she's on every show and, you know, and organizing it.
That's so true, Bob. And everybody's like, you want to be on something? I'm like, no, I hate being on, I hate pictures, I hate being on shows. And then I end up being on everything.
That's right. Well, basically, Jermaine's very careful. She's the most savvy of the media images. She worked on that website for a year or two. Had to be this, it had to be that. She's very careful. You know, she's cautious. She's in it for the long run, the long haul, the long distance. So she may be looking. She has. If she gets on your show, she's considered it and figured it works, and a lot of thought goes into it. I think. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think about it too much. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll do
it. You can't. You're neither logical nor intuitive. You're in the middle. You're fucking not even here. You can't even make a thought coherent, and so you just give it up every time.
So I just do it,
You're probably the most like your mother. Is that true? Yeah, you think that would work?
In that sense,
Yeah.
Wait, what if Ion showed up yesterday?
Yes, he. You got to hear it. You know, it's like hour. What is it? Hour, Carolyn? We said hour 18 or so. You know, do you realize we're putting up the hours on our website? There's going to be, you know, part A, 24 slots, 24 hours. Part B, 24 slots, and then, you know, 24 hours. It's going to be a huge archive, and it's because go to about the 18th hour, say, something like that, maybe the 17th hour, and Ion comes in at around quarter after, 20 after, and he's on for 25 minutes, say, 30 minutes, and it's awesome. There's a whole gaggle of 40, 50, and 60-year-olds. They go nuts, Jermaine. You're going to laugh your head up. They can't take it. They, oh, my God, and they faint, they yell, they scream, they forget their questions, they stumble over each other for 20 minutes. It's awesome.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I'm going to go back and listen
to it. Yes, it was a dream come true. I mean, it's what we knew. We were talking to Ian before, a couple days before, and he said, do you think you'd come in? And Ian said, yeah, maybe. And so he comes in, and right away the guns are blaring. He insults me immediately. He insults me, question at me. He knocks me out, and that leaves room for him. Then he goes to work on the women. I regain my composure after 20 minutes, and Ion disappears. And then he comes back, and I said, you're not allowed to fucking back here. And he left again. I drove him out, and that was that.
That's so funny.
It would be amazing if he were just to drop by right now when we're on right now. That'd be great.
You know what Gila just did right now, Bob? She brought out a bottle of champagne.
She's celebrating because she's been on the greatest show. You guys made history on some kind of history because this is going to be famous, this 150 hours. It's going to be famous.
Well, I the reason why I asked how long or what's the longest it has been on because I would try to pitch it to these young girls here if we try to be the guest to be here on the longest.
You work tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean
well, okay you guys want to stay a little longer,
but I mean I can just cure that with some RNA and call it a day and keep going, right?
And so if you're going to stay, let me just test out some music on you.
Music?
Yeah. Because Jermaine knows the music. As a matter of fact, how would you like to hear the Evergreens? Let's have the sisters hear the Evergreens a little bit. What do you think, Jermaine?
Okay.
I'm playing my incredible archives of the Evergreens.
What is that?
The Evergreens are 6,500 to 7,000 entities that speak through Michael Blake Reed, and they did it from 1974. 30 years to 2004, and I did 64 sessions. They cost me about $25,000 over 24 years, and I'm running through the whole history of the universe, all the phases, and we're moving up to Christian times right now. And I can play 10 minutes, and I'll stop it and see what you think, and if you want to hear a bit more or not, we can go back to talking. But I think, Jermaine, you want to hear this. You want to hear what the Evergreens, I mean, these Evergreens, because I used them and Prince Charles didn't, and Prince turned tax didn't use them, I whooped their asses, became chairman of the Secret Council 10 in 1988 because I was using the Evergreens and they weren't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were
Bob opens the files.
Like, duh. You know, I actually have not heard "duh" anymore. Nobody does that, right? That's gone. I bet you gone.
That's so cliched that because of The Simpsons that you would appear to be still watching The Simpsons, which would be frightening on a
Yeah,
when level.
You would never get laid if you were perceived watching.
No. Especially unless your clothes were really current.
Unless you had some good perfume or something.
Yeah. Or what do you guys say? Unless you were really cute.
Yeah. Unless you were related to the renters. The renters can get you laid anywhere. They are awesome.
The who? The who?
The renters. That's who you mean. This is the renters, Dave. R-E-N-T-R-S.
The renters.
The renters.
What?
R-E-N-N-E-R-S.
Okay. I'm online. Should I go on Google version?
No,
don't go into that. Don't look at other stuff. Just focus on the now.
Yeah,
don't go into
here,
cyber.
Dave,
don't go in your chip body, Dave.
Yeah,
stay in the phone.
Stay in the chip body. Okay, I'm going to... Carolyn and Dave, you keep them busy while I look up the session, all right?
What's the renter thing to fill me in?
It's Jermaine Renner.
Your last name. Your surname is Renner.
No, yeah, our last name's Renner.
It's Jermaine Renner, and then it is Sheila.
Nadia
Renner, then Sheila Renner, and Kim Renner, and the fifth one is fucking in prison in Costa Rica or something. They just dropped her. Or she got thrown back in customs. She got caught coming through customs with her fake ID.
She got caught, and they deported her.
You know, the phrase fake ID is so L.A., I've always, Zappa had songs in the 60s, and he would write songs about me and my fake ID. So that phrase is burnt in my head for the last 50 years, associated with Zappa songs, who was the major composer of Los Angeles. And you guys were the first people, real people, talking and using the phrase, my fake ID, and you're in Los Angeles.
The ID tried to create a limits into the adult world, if you can have such a thing.
Yeah.
A buffer zone. I can't wait till I can get through that buffer zone and party and drink and
I can't wait to get my fake ID.
But,
you know, there's a great I should play that song. He says, I was coming through customs with my fake ID. I got busted. Yes, okay. Keep entertaining them, Carol, while I find out where I am. I have to get back in my body here and see where the archives are and what I was doing.
So what time did you ladies come on? We're keeping track.
4:30. They've been on for 90 minutes.
Well, you do
an hour.
What you're doing.
See what a bitch she is, Jermaine? Jesus Christ, it's hard.
Take a lesson from me, girl.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes, Eli. Yeah, take notes.
You're fucking echoing all over the place. Goddamn echoing, Carolyn. How can I work with this?
Oh, I know. We started off...
It's a Q&A here. Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question, Bob?
Uh-oh, now this is this is Robert from Tottenham, England. You know Robert, don't you, Jermaine? You've heard him many times, so address Jermaine, Robert.
Hi, Jermaine. I'm just talking to you and all your sisters, really. I'm curious to know what your show's called. You know, you've got a radio show.
Oh, my sister, Nadia. Your radio.
Yeah. It's Playboy Radio in Espanol. It's Playboy Radio in Spanish.
I see. So when you... That's what... Good job I asked that question. So you're not part of the Hugh Hefner thing. It's just the name of your show.
It is part of the Hugh Hefner. I broadcast out of the studio in Burbank here in California, and it's the Playboy studio. Yes.
Oh, that's
so. We have
brilliant.
The Playmate of the Year who comes on to our show as well. So we are part of Playboy, Hugh Hefner, and the Mansion and all that good stuff.
Have you been there, Nadia?
Not yet. I haven't been to the Mansion yet, but I will next year.
Very good.
So give us a little sense of the show, because I don't have it.
She's the Howard Stern of the Spanish world.
Really? Yeah, they just having fun conversations, and it's like it's podcast.
You didn't hear, Dave.
She said earlier
that they interview pop celebrities or whoever shows up, and they do a Howard Stern. They go into the intimate level of them, you know?
Yes, we were also on SiriusXM, so we were like the Howard in Spanish. We just started podcasting right now, but we are also picking up another deal with Univision, which is one of the biggest companies you can work for within the Latin community. Right. So, but we were on SiriusXM, so a lot of people heard us, not just nationwide, but there was a few people out in Canada and Mexico and Peru and different parts of the world where they would listen to our show because we were the Howard, we are the Howard Stern in Spanish.
Right.
And,
right.
And you're originally from Costa Rica or Mexico or?
Costa Rica?
We were born in Costa Rica, yes.
Sorry for pronouncing,
And well, I was going to ask you about Costa Rica as well, you know, what's it like there and stuff like that. But you guys are in L.A., so it's even more interesting. But, you know, there's so many things I want to ask you guys just for being in the Heffen franchise. Okay, one thing now is this the new branding for Playboy, the radio? They're going into the radio, are you the face of Playboy Radio?
I am the face of Playboy Radio in Spanish. Playboy Radio in English does exist, and they've been on air for 6 years. So now we're doing that, but for the Spanish side. So therefore, it gives me I'm the face for the Spanish side of Playboy Radio in Spanish. But yeah, they've been around for a long time. They